Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Most economies are bracing for the worst. Businesses in Singapore and ASEAN are making plans to expand even more, however.
Yeah, the startup potential is always immense and timeless, even in COVID-19, although it can be a challenge, right? But how can such companies make their mark in China's economy?
Well, startups will get a chance to make an inroad to China's market and resources through the China-ASEAN New Smart City Innovation and Entrepreneurship Competition that was launched on the 16th of September, with preliminaries on the 19th to the 20th of October before the grand finals on the 2nd of November 2020.
Well, everybody wants to be in China, of course, selling into the Chinese market. But is it an ideal market for startups when you compare to other countries? And what advantages can a business from Singapore or across ASEAN have when it comes to opportunities there? Well, on the line to discuss this, Caleb Lowe, the founder of the 2B Compass. Caleb, welcome to the Breakfast Huddle.
Hi, morning, Glenn. Morning, Manisha. Thanks for having me here.
You're welcome. Now, you're the organizing chair of the 2020 China-ASEAN New Smart City Innovation and Entrepreneur Competition. Who came up with that title? That's a long title. No, just kidding.
It's a long title, for sure. Yeah, it started off with in the Nanning, China, where it was hosted. This competition is hosted by the Chinese, the Nanning government, as well as CloudBee, which is a huge big data company in Nanning.
Yeah, that's, well, fortunately, yeah. Talk to us a little bit, though, about startups getting involved in the China market and going through this this innovation and enterprise competition. What does that look like for a startup that wants to get involved in this?
Right. I think it's looking really positive right now. So firstly, China and ASEAN has a very strong relationship. In fact, just coming right up in November, there's going to be a China-ASEAN Expo. It's one of the biggest China-ASEAN events that happens on an annual basis. And it's a huge government-level event and also involves ASEAN ministers across the ASEAN countries coming over. So this strong ASEAN-China relationship helped in these inroads into China for ASEAN startups. Secondly, it's also the One Belt, One Road initiative, where China is trying to open up itself to the world. And in particular, in the Nanning city, it is the closest geographically, it's the geographically closest China city into ASEAN. So, and also on top of that, AI is currently a national priority, and they have a huge drive to turn all cities into China a smart city. Yeah, and certainly the more important part is also the social aspect that we can't deny that across ASEAN, we have a huge percentage of ethnic Chinese. So in terms of integration, blending in, it's a very natural, we blend in pretty well, right? So I think this is the three big factors to consider in terms of opportunities into China.
Yeah, and we're going to delve a little bit more into those opportunities in just a moment. And I'm sure language really helps on that as well. But before we go there, can we just talk about this competition a little bit more and what sort of potential you're seeing in the competition itself? Plus, apparently, you're known as the Millennial Brand Coach. What does that actually mean?
Well, as a Millennial Brand Coach, I use social media as kind of my playground to help sales and business leaders to connect better and to influence more.
Okay, and as for the competition, what's going to be your aim?
The aim is pretty simple, right? So this competition is hosted by the Nanning government, right? And it's organized by CloudBee, which is a big data company that is used to spearhead the Smart City Initiative in Nanning, China, right? And how CloudBee was conceptualized was that the Nanning government and Jack Ma came together and they decided to create this company, CloudBee, to spearhead all initiatives. So Nanning is going to be the test bed for all China's smart city initiatives, and they roll out to other cities from there on. So that's CloudBee's role in this. So what my role, and I'm also co-supported by Scape Singapore as well as the Singapore University of Social Sciences, is that we are here to organize the ASEAN division of this competition to attract the best ASEAN startups, bring them together and find the best smart city startups and find the top 16 finalists to bring them to the grand finals virtually in China this year.
Mm. Talking with Caleb Lowe, the founder of the 2B Compass, also the organizing chair of the 2020 China-ASEAN New Smart City Innovation and Entrepreneurship Competition. Now, you mentioned you have a number of companies already on board. What do they look like? What types of startups are getting involved in this? Are there certain market sectors? Who's getting involved in this competition?
Okay, so we've only just started our registration, so our bit by bit teams are streaming in. But in terms of, perhaps a good example we share with you, some of the projects that came in last year, that gives us a decent sample in terms of what projects were involved. So last year we had this person called Andre Stoltz, and he had this amazing product, this sponge, you know, that can absorb oil out of any other liquid. This is a very it's a very green energy type of a product. And again, it's the Smart City Initiative because it's about going green nowadays. We also had a team from Thailand, you know, and it's a student-run team. And they came out with this device to help Alzheimer's patients to integrate seamlessly into society. And I think we all agree that Alzheimer's is a growing problem in the aging population. And her project won one of the categories of this competition in China.
Interesting. Now, Caleb, is it only products or can services get involved in this? Or is there any limit to what kind of startup might get involved?
Oh, that's a great question, Glenn. So there is no limit currently. The idea is such that how can a idea help to improve smart city living in China? So there's probably going to be use of big data. Many projects have talked about the use of IoTs in their technologies. But ultimately, it's about how can they think long-term? How can they understand what are the big issues facing the China market today? And how can they come in to solve these things so that they can impact China and maybe even globally as well?
So let's talk now then about the global agenda when it comes to China, because obviously when we talk about the politics and the political headlines like the US-China trade war, etc., this has created a lot of confusion and a lack of trust over China's economy. Has that been an issue for you?
To my personal experience, it has not been yet. I think regardless, there's still a very strong China-ASEAN relationship that's been going on, right? And I believe that many ASEAN countries, we work well with China. And at least for Singapore, we play a very good role working with both the West and the East. So I think it's about how do we find opportunities throughout any situation and that is beneficial to everyone.
Especially because you're dealing with things like, and you've mentioned the words big data, AI, you're dealing with technology. Do you ever get queries from any of these startups about intellectual property or how they safeguard themselves?
That's a very good question. So I spoke to one of the strategic advisors of CloudBay last year, and he himself has a very big passion for startups to establish themselves. This is what I heard him speaking to one of the contestants last year, that he has a very big plans for his idea, but he doesn't want to make any connections between him and an industry leader because he wants to make sure that he presents his project live in Nanning, China first. Right? Until that happens, he wouldn't want to make any connection. That's to protect the intellectual property of the participants. So there are measures in place and sensitivities in place because I think this is something that could potentially happen. Yeah, so I think the organizers are acknowledging that this could happen and are trying to be as cautious as we can to allow startups to thrive.
Yeah, we're talking with Caleb Lowe, the organizing chair of the 2020 China-ASEAN New Smart City Innovation and Entrepreneurship Competition. And once they get through this, now you're working to get people into the competition now. The preliminaries are going to be in the 19th and 20th of October, finals not till early November. So there's a bit of time to go. But once they get through those finals, the top, however many winners, what does that mean for them? What do they get to do?
That's a great question. So firstly, it's just a startup competition. So once you participate and you go to the grand finals, there is opportunity to win grand money, right, or competition prize. But beyond that, for the teams that really stand out, there are going to be opportunities to integrate into the Nanning Smart City Innovation Center. It is a state-of-the-art center that has a very strong incubation and startup program. And the aim is that they want to allow you to develop your idea and establish it based in China. So this option is available. But from what I understand, and this is not in black and white, but one of the CloudBay representatives, right, he was following up with the past year's participants way beyond the past last year's competition's timeline. So he was talking to them all the way to March even. So there's always this keen follow-up because the people in CloudBay are very passionate about developing products in ASEAN, and they see that ASEAN is a very important ally to China's development as well. So they're trying out their best to look for win-win scenarios. So long as there's a strong idea and an idea is keen to want the help, a lot of potential collaborations could happen.
clearly, Caleb, there's a lot of opportunity here. But if, let's say, you know, you're part of an ASEAN or a Singaporean startup and you're listening to this show right now, you might be thinking, okay, I'm finding the idea of a competition a little bit intimidating. How else can I go about, or where can I start getting access to these opportunities and inroads into China?
That's a great question. To be honest, the best way to start is through a competition, because I think a competition is where you get mentoring. A competition is where you get good feedback. And that's what you really want for those who are just trying to test out an idea, whether it's just an idea currently or whether it's a MVP level product. I think competition is where you hear live feedback without truly being judged too harshly, right? So, and on top of that, the contacts that you make there, the networks that you have, does place you in a stronger light to get inroads into China. And that is actually the key goal of this competition, just to offer inroads into China. So this is the design of this competition, which is to ease the application process for those interested in the China market, actually.
And Caleb, what will be important for those virtual pitches? What will be a winning pitch, do you think? What will not do so well? What kind of elements will they have to have?
Fantastic. I love this question. In fact, I won't give my own answer. I'll give the answers recommended by past year participants. So this is what they said. Firstly, take this competition seriously. Secondly, think long-term. Think extremely long-term. Mm-hmm. And thirdly, think of the Chinese market and how it can benefit them. So the people who stand a great chance in doing well in this competition is not to jump from competition to competition to competition, but for those looking to establish their presence in the market, they're highly targeted to this Chinese audience, and they'll go all out to pitch through the angle.
You know, Caleb, I wanted to ask you as we begin to wrap up the conversation. You know, the world is finally realizing the economic potential of ASEAN, but is part of that simply its cultural links, its proximity links to the potential also of the Chinese economy?
I think I do believe that geographical location plays a massive part in this whole initiative. So this competition is part of the China. It's part of the roadmap of China ASEAN Expo, right? So it's part of this whole initiative to develop the relationship between China and ASEAN. And I think China and ASEAN share a lot of history together, being so connected and having many ethnic Chinese who have roots back in China across ASEAN. So I think ASEAN is always going to have a very special place in China, right? And especially in the city of Nanning, which is the start of the 1.1 road within China itself.
And then in terms of the future, how much growth do you foresee? Because obviously, I mean, you've talked to the narrative here is very much that there's a huge opportunity here. Competitions like this will put startups in that frame. They could potentially raise great funding and could be at the forefront of some really important smart city innovation. What kind of growth and success can we expect in the future?
Right. So I guess in terms of growth, it's best to look at what's happening now, at least in the city of Nanning. So the city of Nanning has a population of 7.2 million people as of 2018, and it is currently three times the size of Singapore. When I was invited as a VIP to the China ASEAN Expo 2 years ago, this is what I saw. We saw a bare piece of land that had buildings almost reaching TOP level. That was going to be designated as a new Nanning city. And around the city, they were building a million residential units from scratch. Just by doing this alone, I think it sends a big statement that they want this city to be a new hub, and it's been recently designated as a special economic zone. So they do plan to fill up with the best talents from Chinese cities. They do plan to fill up with the best talents from ASEAN so that it develops their One Belt, One Road initiative and progress it in a more efficient and productive manner.
And Caleb, where can someone get more information about the China ASEAN Innovation and Entrepreneurship Competition?
Great. So the best way to go is to our website, which is bit.ly/ChinaASEANComp. This is bit.ly/ChinaASEANComp. And that's where you can find out every single detail of the competition, including how to register as well.
Well, our thanks to Caleb Lo, the organizing chair of the 2020 China ASEAN New Smart City Innovation and Entrepreneurship Competition. Thanks for being with us on Money FM.
Thank you, Glenn. Thank you, Manisha.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.